AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Imagine the feeling of pulsing electric shocks. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. 1 in 3 people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter, just like we're going to read this one right here. Right now, it could be yours. You never know.
You never know. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Subject: this drinking and cussing has to stop. Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband of 22 years has made a lot of changes in the last 6 months. He's been in the military since I met him, and he retired last year, but he still hangs out with his coworkers. He has always cursed like a sailor because he was a sailor when he was younger. When we had our first child, I asked him to watch what he said around our daughter after he slacked up with using profanity. And he did slack up with using profanity. Now that he's retired, I think he's frustrated and bored because he started using strong four-letter words, and he said the kids are old enough to understand. We have a 17-year-old and a 15-year-old, and he curses at them like they are his age. Not only do I have to put up with his bad language, he put a bar in the basement and bought all brands of alcohol, and his former co-workers pop up at our house, and they go downstairs and drink up all of my husband's liquor. He gets very drunk, and usually he falls asleep in the basement, and I have to usher his friends out. Money is not an issue with all of the alcohol, but I get tired of his buddies drinking up his premium liquor, and they don't give him 1 cent to buy more. I asked my husband if he's going through something or if this is a midlife crisis, and he told me that he's fine but ready to let his hair down a little because he's not working anymore. I did not want to spend my retirement with a drunk, foul-mouthed man. Here's the worst part. The last time we were being intimate, he was drunk and he called me a dirty name, and he kept cursing so loudly I was afraid our kids would hear it. How can I stop him from being so crude? I need the drinking and cussing to stop. Wow. Well, it doesn't look like it's going to stop for a while anyway. It sounds like your husband needs a seriously different kind of hobby than, you know, just being downstairs drinking with his friends. But he did tell you he wanted to let his hair down a little bit. Maybe this is not going to last forever, but I see you want to cut it off now, cut it off at the pass before it gets any worse. He did say, like I said, he wanted to let his hair down a little because he's not working anymore. And that's, you know, you said it too. He's bored and frustrated. But he also has to realize that this is your house too, and you guys do have kids. He needs to be mindful and respectful of his influence on them. He was able to curb his cursing when your daughter was little, so you know he can change if he wants to. I say you tell him you need a break from all the company and the drinking and the cursing because it's getting out of control and he's drinking way too much, maybe turning into an alcoholic. You know, let him know he's setting a horrible example for the kids. He needs to find something else to do. Tell him you don't want drunk sex. You don't want that. And you don't want his old co-workers just popping up at the house unannounced. Now, are you mad at that, or are you mad at the fact that they're drinking up all your husband's good liquor? Because those are kind of two different issues. If they come, you don't have to answer the door, especially if they come unannounced. Stop letting them in. If they do, just don't answer the door. And if you do let them in, hide the liquor. Hide the liquor. All right? That's what you have to do. Steve?
Well, this drinking and cussing has to stop. I'm going to just be up front with you before we start this letter. I might can help you with the drinking.
What are you saying?
I don't want to be hypocritical.
You can and only do 100. Halfway.
I think I can possibly help you with this cussing. I know where it comes from. Anyway, your husband... 22 to made a lot of changes in the last 6 months. Been in the military since you met him. He retired last week, but he still hangs around with his coworkers. Well, he misses friends. They had relationships. You know, a lot of people, once they stop working, you know, they miss the camaraderie at work. They miss the relationships down at the job. They just his dudes, and he miss them, all right? So he's always cussed like a sailor. And he said that's because he was. But Marines cuss, Army people cuss, post office workers cuss, pastors cuss, comedians cuss, yes. Radio show hosts cuss, Shirley cuss. She act like she don't, but she probably do. All that old mess right there. Who the hell don't cuss? Anyway, let's just move on. I can tell you for sure Carla Pharrell cuss. So now, we had our first child. I asked him to watch what he said around her daughter, and he slacked up. Well, now he's retired and he's frustrated and bored because he done started using four-letter words again. What? He slacked up when the baby was young, but see, now you say we have a 17-year-old and a 15-year-old, and he cusses at them like they his age. They probably heard these words before, ma'am. Now, if he's not cursing at his daughter, that's a different thing. You know, cussing at your little girls is wrong if you a man. I just think it's wrong. I do. Not only do I have to put up with his bad language, he put a bar in the basement, he bought all brands of alcohol, his former coworkers pop up at the house and they go downstairs and they drink up all of my husband's liquor. He gets very drunk and usually falls asleep in the basement and I have to usher his friends out. Now that's a little crazy. Your husband drinking that hard?
Yeah.
That he fall asleep and they still down there? That's a problem. I have a solution for that, though, when we come back. I asked my husband if he's going through something in a midlife crisis. He said he's fine. He just ready to let his hair down a little bit because he ain't working no more. Well, I got that, but we got to do something because y'all can't be that old because the kids ain't but 17 and 15. So now he retired. We got to come up with something else to do besides drinking. Mm-hmm. I got the rest when I come back.
All right, thank you, Steve. Hang on. We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, the drinking and the cussing has to stop. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, this drinking and cussing has to stop.
Well, here's the deal. Been married 22 years. He's always cussed. He started off. He done put a bar in the basement. He misses friends, those relationships. he done started back to cussing again. And now the kids are 17 and 15. And you say he cussing at them like they his age. They probably heard all these words before. Like I said before, as long as he's not cursing at the daughter that way, I don't think that's cool at all. Because it sends a bad example to a young lady that it's okay for a man to talk to her that way. And it's not. And as fathers, we have to be very, very conscious the example that we put in front of our daughters and our sons. But you really don't want a daughter to think that this is acceptable coming from a person who's supposed to love her. Yeah. That's unacceptable, dog. Mm-hmm. And that you got to get a grip on that right there. Now, he respected her when she was young. But now that they older, I got that they old enough that they've heard this. But you can't do that to your daughter, man. I'm telling you, it's a dangerous slope. You're creating something in her that she don't need to be. She needs to always look at her father as a protector, somebody she can go to and want to, you know, hold her father in high esteem. He could be losing that. So point that out to him. Tell him I said that. That's cool. Steve said you shouldn't do it around your daughter. And you shouldn't. And most men agree with me. And we have daughters on this show. Me and Tommy got daughters. And that ain't how we talk. All right, now he done put this bar downstairs and his workers pop up at the house and they go downstairs, they drink up all your husband's liquor. He get drunk, fall asleep, and then you got to usher his friends out. Money ain't an issue with all the alcohol, but I get tired of his buddy drinking up his premium liquor and then they don't give him 1 cent to buy more. So, now, here's the deal with that. I think the solution is he get a night with his buddies downstairs. Pick the night that is the night for drinking, mm-hmm. and then that makes it once a week or once every 2 weeks, whatever y'all decide. But he gets a night to go down with his bar with his buddies. They can't just pop up. I don't know what y'all running over there. This ain't camp. And y'all ain't little kids coming over talking about, hey, we want to play video games and ride your bike. That ain't what this is. You got a family, dog, and you can't have people just popping up at your house. That's unacceptable because now you're not only disrespecting your daughter, you're disrespecting your wife. So now you ask him if he's going through something. He said he's ready to retire now and he won't let his hair down a little. I've been told that you can retire from the military as early as 38, but you've been with him 22 years, so he must have been in the military for 22 years. So let's say y'all got married at 20. Let's say 2022 because the kids is 15 and 17. So let's say he 40, 44 years old. Okay, dog. So you ain't finna do nothing except drink? Because you done retired? You got to do something else, dog. You may live another 40, 50 years. Well, what? This can't be it. You need to get some hobbies. I didn't want to spend my retirement with a drunk, foul-mouthed man. Here's the worst part. Last time we were being intimate, he was drunk and he called me a dirty name. And he kept cussing so loudly, I was afraid our kids was here. Well, they heard it. They heard it. He loud. You know, drunk people don't ever realize how loud they talk. I don't know what happened, but I think drinking blocks your hearing. That is for damn sure a symptom of being drunk. I think it blocks your hearing. So I know he talking loud, and they heard it. How can I stop him from being so crude? I need the drinking and cussing to stop. First of all, Shirley said it right. You don't have to have drunk sex. So you drinking, we not having sex. That'll cut back on some of the drinking. And if you cuss me, it's over. But now, once again, I can help you with the drinking. I know, you know, sex and cussing is kind of, you know.
It's, they go together.
Yeah, kind of. Sex and cussing. Kind of hand in hand. Oh.
Are you really? Okay?
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out how we're going to. You know, I got to. We're going to stop cussing at the kids, but I'm trying to figure out how we're going to stop this while we're having sex. You know, what are we supposed to say? I mean, I know substitute words like, ooh, goody, goody. You know, you can't. You just can't. I don't know what you're supposed to say while you having it that replaces all sugar, honey, iced tea. Oh, I don't know how you replace that with
sometimes.
Jeepers. Jeepers.
Jeepers is
that. How about helping just, whoa, this is swell. You know, it's a, and it.
Oh,
yeah. I don't know what we're doing right here. You know, I don't know how to do that. So once again, I can't help you right there. He needs to stop the drinking, knowing you need to have the guys have a night that they can come over, and you know they coming and they leave. You know, you all could also implement where he just put that bar down and they come. Just have a night that you can do it. Mm-hmm. And then just set one bottle, two bottles out. This what we drinking, and then that's it. They can be right. Premium liquor, but once that's gone, it's over with.
It's over with, man.
You know, right. We ain't drinking 5-6 bottles.
All right, Steve, thank you. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. Check out Strawberry Letter Podcast on demand. Coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, we'll have some sports talk with Steve right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350+ live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s. Dance away with hip-hop beats and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.